Time to say hello to friend of the show, Claire Mabey. She is the director of Wellington's favourite literary festival. It's called the Verb Readers and Writers Festival, and the programme has just been released. There's a special theme this year as well. Claire joins me now. Hi, Claire.
Kia ora, Jesse.
So tell me about November. What are we looking forward to?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the theme, because this is the first time we've themed our Writers Festival, and the theme this year is Coven. So it's about, well, I think there's lots of things that kind of feed into the theme, but I think for me it's kind of personal, and I think it formed around this idea that I still think, after years and years of being a reader and a long time of being a literary programmer, books and art it still feels very magical, the whole idea that humans have this imaginative capacity to really take over someone else's brain feels like a bit of a spell. And so I just wanted to draw on that inspiration for this festival. So a lot of it has quite a magical touch about it. There's a collective here in Pōneke called the Witchy Fiction Collective, and there's an event with them, for example. And we've kind of infused a lot of the program with ideas that kind of spring off the word coven and that idea of coming together and celebrating knowledge and the magic of art, really.
Great. Who are the sort of the biggest names involved in the festival this year?
There's quite a lot of big names. It's exciting. But we've got Charlotte Grimshaw, who's memoir The Mirror Book has been a really big New Zealand memoir this year. And we've got Meg Mason, who is actually based in Sydney, so she'll be live streaming in for this event. But her novel Sorrow and Bliss was really huge all around the world, so we're very excited to be talking to her about that novel. We have also got, I think, very famous in the book world, but Tilly Lloyd and Carol Bew, who are, Tilly was the lead bookseller at Unity Books for a very long time, and Carol is the founder and owner of the Women's Bookshop up in Tamaki Makaurau. And we're doing an event with them just celebrating their legacy of really amazing work in the bookselling world. And they have the most incredible story, so I'm really excited about that.
Are you doing the Lit Crawl again this year?
We are, yeah. Lit Crawl is back, of course. There kind of is no Verb Festival without Lit Crawl.
Can you give people the elevator pitch for Lit Crawl, please, Claire?
Yeah, Lit Crawl is 26 events in 3 hours on one night in multiple venues. So it's kind of like a pick a path or a literary pub crawl. That's the funnest way to put it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I've been involved in that a couple of times. It's a really magical feeling, appropriately
enough. It is, eh? Yeah, there's something about it. It's a little bit anarchic, and there's just a sense of real fun about it. And sometimes people don't put fun and literary festivals in the same world, but it's really good fun, and there's just so many amazing writers to discover. So it's a really good chance to just try new voices out, I think.
Awesome, well done, congratulations on the launch. What do people need to know about booking tickets and things?
Well, you can go online to verbwellington.nz, and from there you can look through the whole program, and there's links out from every single event that have tickets. There is quite a substantial free program as well, so not everything is ticketed, but everything that is ticketed, you can just click on a link and purchase one. And there's passes as well, which is quite a good way to go to a few more for a little bit less money.
Great. Did you mean to mention Doreen? Did you mention
Doreen the Griefer, yeah. So she's an Irish writer who's actually been out to us before in person in 2018. And those who saw her will remember her. She's a mesmerising poet. But what she did in 2020 was put out a book called A Ghost in the Throat, which has won so many awards because it is really extraordinary. People can't define it. It's not quite a memoir. It's not quite fiction. It's not quite history. It's all of these things together.
Wow.
And it is one of the best books I've read ever. And are beaming her in because the book was so influential on the program and is so exciting in the kind of world of what's possible about writing a life story.
I just like that image, by the way, a ghost in the throat. It can be interpreted so many ways.
Yeah, so it's kind of about, it's Doreen thinking about a very famous poem, which was written by a woman in the 17th century. And it's a real epic kind of narrative poem about a woman's husband being murdered. And she's struck with grief. It's about that kind of horrendous grief that happens. But it's, so Doreen realizes that the life story of the woman poet has been kind of erased. So the book is about her recovering this woman from history. So I suppose she's the ghost in her throat, maybe. And but also alongside that, talks about her own life as a writer and as a mum of four kids, and awesome. Then imagines the life of this poet as well. It's really amazing.
Good on you, Claire. Nice to talk to you. Good luck with the festival, and thanks for curating this beautiful program.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Claire Mabey of Verb Wellington. It's on first week of November.